The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
New music from Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, and more. We take you inside JoJo Siwa's Karma Celebration and talk with her in studio. Kelsea Ballerini talks to us ahead of Sunday's CMTs, and we give you another country artist to watch.
We've almost made it to the weekend. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Friday, April 5th, and we've got so much to get through. Let's start with our Friday music guide.
I don't get left, I'm a leader. Hoes love me like Justin Bieber.
They're about to embark on a tour, and Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla are giving us a taste of what's to come with Wannabe.
That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
Speaking of new music, we got to celebrate the release of JoJo Siwa's new song, Karma, out in West Hollywood with the artist herself.
It was a night to be had as JoJo Siwa celebrated the release of her new song, Karma, with fans and celebs in three different West Hollywood bars. And best part, she was a woman of her word.
Went out for the first time the other night and I did Slim Shady at karaoke. It was the best night of my life.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to party with you then on Thursday.
It's gonna be a ball.
We take you there in Billboard All Access. Things kicked off at Beaches, where the transitioning pop star played her new music and danced and talked to fans. But quickly, she exited through the crowd and made her way to Rocco's just a few steps away. She doesn't drink, but she handed out passes to her guests for the specialty cocktails. And the fans had a blast listening to new tracks and previewing her video. But then it was in the car and on to the next club. The big party was at heart and Club Karma was a vibe. There were costumes, face painting so you could look just like her, custom shirts, personalized cookies, and of course, JoJo.
I'm hit upstairs because I've been crying for the last 10 minutes. Oh my God. The music video is currently playing live for the first time online right now.
She reflected on her past eras before there was a countdown and Karma. The fans loved it so much they wanted it again.
One more time!
You want it one more time?
She previewed new music and danced with an airless and hung out with friends like James Charles. She thanked fans for the amazing night.
You are so much for
Benson Boone has been dominating the Hot 100 and he's about to take on the 200 with fireworks and rollerblades.
My greatest fear of all is losing you.
From the party to the studio, JoJo broke down her new era.
I said it back in the day when I first signed with Columbia, I said I wanted to start a new genre of music. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, it's called gay pop. And they were like, what's that? And I was like, it's like K-pop, right? But it's gay pop. There's a style of dance, it's a newer style of dance. Newer, I'm aging myself. It was newer when I was 8, right? Now I'm 20 and so it's not newer anymore, it's old. But there's a style of dance called jazz funk. It's jazz, it's hip hop, they have a baby, they made jazz funk, right? You can wear sneakers or you can wear jazz shoes. Like, it's kind of in between. And I feel like that is this world of music. It's the songs like Applause by Lady Gaga. It's the On My Own, Miley Cyrus. Can't Be Tamed, Miley Cyrus. Karma, it's that world of music where it's not necessarily pop.
For the full interview, head over to Billboard's YouTube. And if you love the choreo in Karma, I got to talk to the man who made it.
But now that she's in her, you know, adult pop star era that we're about to get into, now it's like the game is open. We've been laughing because I'm like, now we can do this move and do that move. And it's a little more risque. So I'm excited. I'm really excited because she's just one of those artists that I feel like is the next generation's big pop star, and she just goes for it. And I love that about her.
We'll have more from Richie Jackson later this month. She hit number one when she painted the town red on her last album, and now we have the deluxe version with Doja Cat, Scarlett 2, Claude Frollo.
Baby, it's the booty you that make you act so vicious. I don't need to prove to you that I am with my bitches.
I'm heading to Austin after this show because I gotta get my cowboy Tetris on at the CMTs. But before I giddy up and go, we caught up with the hostess with the mostest, Kelsey Ballerini.
When I was in high school, I had just moved to Nashville. We waited outside the barricade at the CMT Awards when they were still in Nashville. Just waited for artists to come over because we wanted to take pictures and meet them. And I remember Keith Urban came over and I have a picture with him as a fan, just like one of the craziest moments of my life. It feels very full circle, obviously, to go from like the kiddo outside the barricade to now being the host of the show.
From fan to host, Kelsey Ballerini is the queen of the CMTs.
It's springtime and it's a party. That's what it's supposed to feel like, a big celebration. So the clothes definitely mirror that. And I'm a girly girl. And like part of hosting is having fun with the fashion and playing and doing the quick changes and all that. So I think all in, there's 7 looks.
You know, when Kelsey hits the stage in Austin, she's gonna bring the looks. But she's not just blessed the stage with fashion. She's gonna give a throwback performance to remember.
Someone was like, hey, love me. Is it a decade old next summer? And I was like, that doesn't feel real. If you're gonna love me, boy, love me like you made it. I wanted to find a way to say thank you and also challenge myself to like reconstruct it as a 30-year-old. How I would sing it now sounds very different than how 19-year-old me recorded it. And it was really fun to figure that out, and I'm proud of it. And it's also very much so a reflection of the new music to come.
And it all goes down Sunday on CBS. Conan Gray drops Found Heaven, and while we hate a breakup, we love a breakup album. And if you're in the country mood like I am, we've got a country artist you need to watch.
Brittany Spencer has the voice that's taking the country world by storm.
Closer to you.
And from viral star to Cowboy Carter collaborator,
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
We're breaking down why you need your eyes on her. Brittany first picked up buzz when she covered a song by the Highwaymen.
Yeah, want a house with a crowd.
Country artists everywhere loved and praised it. She eventually released Compassion. She was one of the 4 talented black women selected to be on Beyoncé's meaningful rendition of the Beatles' Blackbird. So stay tuned for more Britney, whose talent is bigger than the song.
It's bigger than the song.
That's the news for today. I got a plane to catch, but let's leave you with one more song from our Friday music guide. Vampire Weekend's 5th album, Only God Was Above Us, has arrived.
Somewhere in your family tree, there was someone just like me.